I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An attempt to take Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's life failed over the weekend when the military intercepted two drones loaded with explosives. Now, the attack comes mere days after news that Venezuela's hyperinflation rate is expected to reach 1,000,000% by year's end. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz says the U.S. dollar's become a lifeline for many, but that puts ministries in a tough spot. The official exchange rate doesn't reflect the dollar's value, so donations from TWR are of little help to their ministry partners in Venezuela.
Sending money in is probably not going to be effective, so I think prayer really is the only thing we can do here. It's going to the Lord and asking the Lord to do something, because humanly we just don't have any effect on that situation.
Right now, the Venezuelan team is asking you to keep praying. And thousands of unaccompanied minors continue fleeing to the United States border to escape violence. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Pulaski.
The situation's not going to get better until we deal with the root cause. And what I mean by the root cause is that in Central America, primarily in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, gangs rule the land. And until we're able to work with those governments, so the U.S. government should work with those governments to provide a safer environment for their citizens, those kids will continue to come to our border.
Foster families with Bethany are working out of faith to provide homes as kids' relatives are tracked down. More than 90% of children in Bethany's program have been reunited with their families, but the need for foster families continues. Connect with Bethany to foster kids and pray for the violence to end. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.